You know, growing up in Southern California, I remember when my parents bought their first house. I was in the third or fourth grade, and my parents were so into this house, and the real reason why it sold was because it had fruit trees. I mean, this guy that lived there before us, he had green thumbs for days. He had an orange tree, an apricot tree, an enormous grapefruit tree. My parents had these visions of being able to have fruit every single day, orange juice and grapefruit juice, and it seemed all really exciting. My job in that house was to pick up all the fruit that fell off the trees onto the ground. I don't know if you've ever picked up rotten fruit before. It gets a little bit moldy after a while. So I would go out in the backyard and pick up the fruit all the time, and it seemed like every day there was fruit that had fallen. And I wondered, how is it that those trees keep growing and keep producing fruit? You know, there was a secret. My dad had a rain bird sprinkler. Maybe you've seen them. They make quite an interesting noise. He would set that thing up there and he'd water that tree every day. And the interesting thing, because of where the tree was planted and the fact that it was consistently watered, fruit was produced. You know, there's a spiritual application in that. In fact, in John's Gospel, the 15th chapter, here's what Jesus said. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Jesus said to his disciples, if you will plant yourself in me, if you'll plant yourself in my word, and you will be watered through the word of God, that a natural byproduct of where you're planted is spiritual fruit from your life. The fruits of the Spirit will begin to be produced in your life because you're planted in Jesus. I want to encourage you to plant yourself in the Lord, to sink your roots deep into the word of God, into fellowship, into prayer. And you know what will happen? Spiritual fruit will flow forth from your life. It's not something you try to produce. It's something that's produced in you through the work of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to bear much fruit. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. Even when I cannot see.